Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, Marketing School listeners, have a special message from our sponsor, DreamHost.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you want to make sure your website loads super fast. Check out DreamHost. Not only is their solution super affordable, it'll make your website load faster, and they have amazing tools and support for your business to ensure that you grow and succeed.
All right, so today we're going to talk about five sneaky ways to decrease your Facebook ad costs.
All right, so number one, you can use the Facebook library. See what's working for your competition, because the Facebook ad library will show you all the stuff that's working for your competition, and consider using some of those type of creatives. You're going to have to modify them to your own. You're going to have to adjust them, but you can take a lot of their concepts and ideas and reframe them and make it work for you. Because if something's working for your competition, it's probably going to work for you. And the biggest issue people have with Facebook is they throw something up. It's expensive because it's not converting. So if you figure out what's working for your competition, chances are they've optimized their costs, got the cost down, and got their conversions up.
All right. Number two, ask for engagement or ask for, have a hook at the end, right? You can ask a question and get people to respond, because the more engagement you're getting, whether it's comments, shares, likes, or whatever, the more your content is going to pop up, right? So kind of to Neil's point, doubling down on that, if you can look at, you know, people that are creative in this space and you can create something that is, look for something that's controversial, that maybe that isn't going to damage your brand, because our last episode was on reputation management. You can do something like that, because typically what happens when something is controversial or someone wants to agree or disagree with something, that gets a lot more engagement, which is kind of a double-edged sword when it comes to social media.
Number three, you can collect leads on Facebook directly. So if you're doing lead gen, you can do that. It's much cheaper than driving them to your site. Sometimes the leads don't convert as well. Actually, not sometimes, most of the times. But still, when you look at conversion to cost, we find that it's still cheaper in most cases.
All right, number four, this is another double-edged sword, but open up your targeting. What I mean is go broader with it. In some cases, you know, with social, you could just target like a name, right? And then just that's it. But the problem with that is sometimes you're going to get a lot of unqualified traffic coming in. So even though your cost per click might be a lot cheaper, your cost per conversion might be a lot higher, right? So, you know, you want to balance that out.
Number five, and this one may seem counterintuitive, but it works quite well. Take the Facebook traffic, drive them to an article or something that's educational, because you're clicks will be really cheap, then put a remarketing pixel on that page, then retarget them again and show them an ad for whatever product or service you're selling. That saves you a ton of money, because what you'll find is you're building trust with that audience first by educating, getting your brand out there, and then you're remarketing them. So not only have they seen or interacted with your brand, but you've also built up some trust, your conversion rates go up, and your initial cost to get them is much, much cheaper.
All right. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/pro, $1 for 14 days to be a part of our marketing community. There's a lot of great goodies in there, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.